Civilization, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
In this episode of The Information, I'm going to be speaking with investigative journalist Mark Warren regarding his experiences of using organites to enhance the process of growing various vegetables. We're going to be finding out whether or not there was any result at all, what kind of findings he was able to draw from this, and methods to perhaps recreate his trials for those that have a patch of land or a small garden and want to maybe give this a go. Okay, well, thanks for joining me today, Mark. It's good to get you on. And we stumbled across your stuff through a YouTube video regarding using organite to grow to enhance the process of growing various vegetables.
Well, the interesting thing about that is it wasn't just enhancing the vegetables themselves, but the growing season kept on going. It was like the footage we have up there at the moment was filmed like in the beginning of November while everything else was turning brown and going to mush. We had a full rainforest with the organite plants because we did a control group with everything. So we're doing everything proper and scientifically.
Yeah.
And the stuff with the organite, and it looked like it was the middle of summer and full bloom, and we had things 2-3 feet tall.
Wow.
And everything else, like which would be at the end of October, November, just looked like death.
So how did you first find out about organites and it's essentially it goes back to Wilhelm Reich.
Sure.
But how did you find out about this to be used to actually to aid the process of growing vegetables?
Well, I hadn't heard of it before. Basically, someone I know turns out to be making it, and an unidentified box arrived on my doorstep one day from this person and with a very large quantity of organite in different shapes. So I said, I'll do something with this. I don't have a back garden. I'll start giving it away and seeing what happens to it, which is what I did. Now, I looked on the websites. Quebec Organ was the first one that really had anything that resembled a real study. And that demonstrated kind of mass plant growth. So I said, okay, well, I'll try that. I'll give it to my neighbor who has an allotment now. And he's of a scientific background. He's Pete Barker, a local resident, who's posing with vegetables of a variety of different sizes in some of the other photographs. And the funny thing is that I didn't hear anything for like 3-4 months. And then finally, at the end of my mom popping over to say hello. And he says, we have the new harvest coming. So, oh yeah, I'd do anything work. Because at this point, I really had no earthly idea what it was and would it work and so on. But a bit of improvement. I said, oh, okay. Imagine like 10%, 30% improvement in plant size. And that's where the first photograph came from. In fact, that's actually taken along the metal sink. In fact, stupidly, I saw it, I saw the results, and they're massive. And it's the one that went out in the first press release with the comparison of the same beets, same parsnips, and a penny. Annoyingly, though, he didn't take a photograph of it, and actually this is the second batch from the same garden because his wife had already pickled the first batch. So I then went on to do a really quick test, which I repeated twice, which was the seed germination. And one of my professions is a photographer and filmmaker, so I'm really kind of, those photographs are haunting me, but I did get three times plant growth just by doing one tower buster underneath a glass. They're awful photos. I really cringe. I didn't think anything was going to happen, so I didn't do proper lighting set up or anything like that. The ones I've done further on along the lines are really well lit and really lovely photos. But the first seed germination tests I've done were pretty awful.
So
that produced that, that showed the results.
So what exactly is this stuff, organites? What does it consist of?
Well, it's really quite simple. You need some cupcake containers, preferably silicone, and some silicone spray. It's metal filings of some sort, a resin and a crystal of some sort. You can get fancy with clear quartz crystals, or, I mean, these days you can pick up quartz crystals off the beach, and that's fine.
Okay. So how does it link with orgone energy then? Is it charged with positive ions? Is that sort of how it works?
Positive ions are bad for you. I'd say it's charged with negative ions.
Right.
But I'm still working on various theories of how it works. I mean, it's producing massive results, which are edible, which is the core thing. And there's a whole bunch of psychic phenomena associated with it as well for some people. I mean, the gifters, as we call them, like chucking them at transmission towers and Wi-Fi base stations and so on, which is fine. Go for it if you have that much money to float around. But kind of burying it in grounds to affect plant growth, I think, actually yields a result that you can do something with. Yeah. Like, we're not talking about slightly bigger. We're talking about, holy shit, this is huge. How do you feed a family on that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when these trials occurred, which was, am I right, this was back in 2009, so it's relatively recently this went on.
Yeah, we did two trials and Pete started growing stuff with it as well.
Right.
We have a very disturbing asparagus lot that came out, and also a spring onion that looks like a leek. And a very large leak it is. So last year we had, the truth is out there, follow-on documentaries, Ancient Knowledge and the one on business conspiracies. So we were filming that, and we filmed all that. We also filmed an organite maker in Halifax who uses it for growing, but also for cleaning up toxic environments and or a healing in various ways. I generally just stick to the vegetables because it's just street level science. It's like, this is big, this is small. Guess which one that came from the overnight.
So, what about, have you used this stuff for anything else besides growing? So, I mean, I know, for example, that with orgones, you can actually you create things like cloud busters, for example, also chem busters. So, some sort of methods are used to suppress chemtrails. Have you dabbled with any of that stuff as well?
You need a bigger setup and you need a bit more money and resins and so on to actually do that. I'm looking at different ways to make these things. Apparently you can make them with sand and so on, but you still need the copper piping and so on. Not having a backyard really affects what you can do vis-a-vis making this stuff yourself.
Sure, yeah, yeah. So with regards to the trials then, would you say that the result of this was that they were pretty successful? I mean, what were the findings? I mean, from the YouTube video?
The finding was pretty consistent. Yeah. Sometimes nothing happened at all. Can't tell. But other times we were getting large, consistent plant growth. Again, I'm really surprised that all these people out there who are playing with orgonite, making it in various ways, are afraid of science. These guys are literally afraid of science. They don't want to document, they don't want to share any information. Or if they do, they don't actually be able to analyze it correctly. It's like people who, with digital cameras, that can take a gazillion photographs, but can't tell which one's good.
Sure, yeah.
And that was part of, I mean, it brought up some real interesting psychological reactions. Not so much for the fact that it worked or not, it's the fact that the people didn't want it to work. I had people angry at me for suggesting you can make giant vegetables, and why would you do that? And, oh, it's all GMO. And I said, well, no, it's not. All these are heirloom seeds, and all these are controlled conditions, and all we did a side-by-side comparison. The funniest thing was actually seeing the local green MP canvassing, and it was literally two blocks away. We had boxes and boxes of overnight and to give away, and with cameras. I said, come on. I mean, they had three people on the freaking stand, and I said, come on, pop over and pick up your free overnight and try it. Wouldn't giant vegetables and vast quantities of organic food be a good thing to the green party? And I couldn't get them to budge.
They just didn't go for it. I
literally couldn't get them to budge. Walk one block, take 10 minutes, pick up some overnight and start doing it.
Wow.
So Greenpeace, are they doing it? I don't think so.
It's surprising. But
yeah, surprising. Well, you want actual results, guys, and here's some already. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We're too busy trying to get your name on a list or something.
Yeah.
So passing you on high street. I mean, likewise, if you've ever dealt with any media, which is quite fun, I had the BBC Gardening Time track me down after I sent out a national press release. And they called up and started talking. This is, is the trial still running? I said, oh, yeah, we still have lots. Anyone with a garden is welcome to join. We'll give you a camera and everything, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, I made a press release, and that was, like, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay, yeah, okay. And we're still running it. We're still trying to find the people who live in Brighton area who want to pop into Brighton to pick up the overnight and et cetera. Yeah, but the press release was written 2 weeks ago. So that I can hear the penny drop in my mind as I say, well, would you like me to send you another press release that has next week's date on it? She showed up at that point.
Yeah.
I did actually get interviewed by the Gardeners program, so don't know what happened with that.
Okay. Was it not aired then? Yeah. Not used?
I think so, but it's not something I'd actually listen to. I mean, you're being interviewed in real time.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that perhaps the reaction from Greenpeace, etc., do you think it possibly goes back to the fact that Wilhelm Reich and just his orgone theory in the first place, it's kind of perceived as perhaps controversial and arguably not proven science, and there's certainly an undertone of that, perhaps, when you approach this subject.
I think we're smart enough to actually look past that. And if you're still clinging to old modalities, then you're going to be in trouble because the dogma is thick and it's very, well, it's thick.
Yeah.
And doesn't allow for nimble movement between ideas at all. And I like that I'll try any ideas. I mean, the one way I describe those organ is as a metaphor, nothing else. Was okay, you have your next door neighbor and your flatmates around you playing heavy metal music. Are you going to be able to stay to do your studying for your degree? And most people will say no. They would rather have some calm classical something playing in the background. The metaphor I work to is that, okay, well, there's something obviously happening, and maybe what it's doing is squelching the EM noise or the RF radiation noise or the whatever else noise there is. And it's like a passive circuit, I would say. It's not something like a windmill. So if it's not blowing, nothing's going to happen. So if you don't have a draft of toxic whatever it happens to be, you're not going to get much of an effect out of it. Conversely, I've actually been able to spot people have negative effects, and I think that has to do with intention. I think there's some sort of intention magnifier in there, so just use it, drop it, forget about it, and see what happens.
And there's things like ion meters you can buy. Do you have one of those? Have you sort of used one of those to sort of aid this process? Positive
probably
and
because they're very expensive. I've avoided them.
Yeah.
Although the positive ion, negative ion thing has really come to the forelight in the last 2 months. Brighton Council, this entire area is over the EU limits on pollution.
Right.
And with pollution, you have positive ions. So all of the entire purpose of the London is coming down to Brighton, in some of the south anyway. For the fresh sea negative ion air is a void because the pollution levels are so high. Also, back on the perceived reality, there is a green shipping container type thing, but quarter size, concern on my street, and there's one in Brighton, ironically next to my GP's office, which people tend to ignore and people don't question what it is, and people don't ask why there's an air conditioning unit from my RV van on top of it. Well, scientific bits that are sticking out of it, collecting data and sending it somewhere. Not a question, not a bat of the eye. And yet, in fact, what it is a DEFRA pollution monitoring system. And if you go on your website, you can actually find out how much pollution there is in the air. Although comparing some notes from the EU levels to that map shows that it's being jimmied so that it's not accurate. So if you want to hide a spaceship, paint it military green, then no one will bother you.
Right.
I mean, come on, we just sent shit out in space out of the solar system with sexy discs and pictures and so on it.
Yeah.
And no one's asking what the hell this thing is, and might, if it's collecting data on the level of pollution that people and pram pushing mothers are pushing around town, they don't think to ask, is it not affecting my body in some way?
Yeah, I think people, unfortunately, just assume that it's there for the for their kind of well-being, and it's not doing anything nasty, and they're living in a happy state of ignorance, I guess, a lot of the time with these topics, unfortunately. Do you, out of interest, feel that perhaps the Greens, etc., they may be against, they're not necessarily against this, but they're not willing to embrace the idea because it is effective and that it could actually alter the paradigm and kind of take farming back, give it back
it's
to
doing
the people.
Great, it's doing great things in West Africa. I know that because I'm in contact with some of the people out there doing it. I've been sending them cameras to take photographs of their giant corn and such, which has very little water. So we're talking about something that actually produces real results.
Yeah.
And politics is not about real results. It's about management.
Yeah. And they don't want abundance, I guess, because then it's all about the control factor. If there's abundance.
Well, sure, you can make more money if you can increase the cost of water.
Yeah.
I mean, do bills ever go down?
That's it. That's what it's all about, I guess.
It's really pathetic, but it's tragically, it's true.
Yeah.
And they're so scared that the possibilities. I mean, that's why Nikola Tesla's inventions were buried, and God knows what else there is. There's a war on imagination, is the only way to put it. And even something as obvious as the JFA, in my opinion, is actually designed so that people are kept at a certain level where they can't actually create real solutions. I mean, go into any organization, you can talk to people, and they'll come up with countless ways to fix whatever they're in, but are they allowed to do it?
Yeah, no, it seems to be a pattern there with all sorts of subjects and walks of life, is that there is this sense that there is this suppression to try and keep the status quo. And like you say, Tesla is a prime example of that. This whole thing about free energy debate, and there's all sorts of interesting theories about that and how that's being suppressed, all of that knowledge. It's they're literally sitting on it, doing nothing with it.
Yeah, I mean, an obvious one to look into, and you're probably already aware of it, is hemp use. I mean,
yeah,
how useful is that plant? And why are we not using it?
Yeah.
Why are we so busy cutting down trees?
Absolutely. And I mean, the whole hemp subject is fascinating because, like you say, it's got so many usages, but it's just suppressed, and it's you know, legislated against to the point where it's perceived as this evil thing that nobody should talk about, which is just craziness.
Yeah, it's bad. It's also a lot of bad magic. I mean, I have that idea for a documentary with that as the major theme. I imagined to get two magicians onto my follow-on to The Truth Is Other with Dean Haglund, which is Ancient Mysteries and Business as Usual, as we call it, and basically talking about politics as a large-scale arena for really bad magic. Ooh, it's the gypsies. Ooh, we don't have enough money. Yeah, but we paid the money in so we would have this life raft so we can actually sign on when we need to, when the business turns around. Oh, no, it's not yours anymore. It's like, grow a pair and do something from the heart.
Yeah, no, that's it. So, Mark, I guess to wrap it up, a good question to ask is, do you have any tips for people who potentially may want to recreate some of this stuff and in their own gardens, perhaps try and...
Okay, well, the first thing you want to do is to prove that something happens. So what you do is you get some sprouts, preferably something, a large sprout of some sort. So if hippies can do this, it should be pretty straightforward. Get two glasses identical, put one underneath one of them and put nothing underneath the other one, or a little tape or something that's roughly about the same size, and then start there. Now, within a week, you'll know that something's happening. You can also try putting it underneath your pillow. And the other trick people do is try to freeze ice cubes with it underneath. Some people get stalagmites coming out. Just really weird. Pretty freaky as well. We have out of the ice cubes, all these little points coming out of the ice cubes, growing up into the fridge, freezer. So that's the obvious thing to do. If you have more than one of them, also try to stick one underneath your pillow, see what happens at night. Some people get freaky dreams, and people who are energy sensitive, like crystal healers and Reiki people and so on, get strong reactions often as well.
Okay.
That's a good starting part for quids with entertainment.
Yeah. That's it. It's all worth a try at the end of the day, and it's easy to do, and it's not hard to kind of utilize this knowledge, really. So that's great.
Yeah, just don't put much baggage or expectations or dislike into it. Just do it. I mean, the people who are we know that are really uptight people, we've given an organ to, and we know that they'll chuck it within about a week or so. Or 2 weeks, because we'll start blaming everything in the universe on it. Apparently, people who work with crystals can get the same effect, just like putting crystals into the garden as well. So something is affecting the vibration. And like I said, the ambient circuit idea is the one I'm sticking to, because it kind of fits into it. But people make the assumption that we're in there's some sort of closed system, which we're not. I mean, just breathing the air, we're giving out carbon dioxide and breathing in whatever the car, which is passing by, is spitting out. And that's not even going about what negative or positive ion count is because of the your environment or the weather or whatever.
Well, Mark, that's been really fascinating. So thank you very much for taking part in this episode. And it's been really interesting. So thanks again, Mark.
No worries. Anyway, I can provide you with some links to where to get it, but it's either you can make it yourself or buy some on eBay.
Brilliant, and I'll provide those links in the podcast description, so listeners can certainly check that information out.
There you go.
Thanks, Mark.
No worries.
Where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.